Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. The featured guitarist on today's Dr. Jazz Hour is Larry Coryell. His birth name was Lorenz Albert van der Linder III, born in Galveston, Texas in 1943. He first learned the piano, but he switched to guitar after his family moved to Richland, Washington. A guitar teacher introduced him to jazz guitarists such as Barney Kessel, Tal Farlow, Kenny Burrell, and Wes Montgomery. After attending the University of Washington, Coryell went to New York City to study at the Mann School of Music. He joined the Chico Hamilton Quintet, worked with Gary Burton, and formed the jazz fusion group 11th House in 1973. Later, he played in a guitar trio with John McLaughlin and Paco De Lucia, but was replaced by Aldi Meola due to his problems with heroin and alcohol. Coryell passed away in 2017 due to heart failure. In 1974, Coryell released the album Spaces with John McLaughlin on backup guitar, Chick Corea on keyboards, Miroslav Vitus bass, and Billy Cobham on drums. You'll hear the title track, Spaces. John McLaughlin takes the second solo. After that, saxophonist Eric Marienthal will play Yosemite from his 1994 album, Street Dance. Thank you. On this next set of Jazz Electronica, we'll begin with Return to Forever, with the title track from their No Mystery release of 1975. Chick Corea on keyboards, Al Di Meola guitar, Stanley Clark bass, and Lenny White on drums. Then the group Hiroshima will do the title track from their 1987 album, Go. Al Jarreau hailed from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born in 1940. His father was a church minister and singer, and his mother was the church pianist. Needless to say, Jarreau got his start in music, performing in the church choir and at church benefits and concerts. From Al Jarreau's High Crime release of 1984, you'll hear the title track.
Thank you. what you meant was we got through. Yeah.
We are enjoying electronic jazz on this program, hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Keyboardist Jan Hammer was born in Prague, Czechoslovakia in 1948. He came to the United States to study at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. He stayed in the U.S. and had a fine career in jazz fusion. He was a pioneer on the Mini Moog synthesizer. Here's Hammer in 1975 with the title track from his album, Oh Yeah. Then trumpeter Rick Braun will play Hollywood and Vine from the 1998 album Full Stride. Neji and his alto sax recorded Whenever We're Together in 1992 with vocal by Karen Wheeler. The focus is electronic jazz on this program. Guitarist Pat Metheny recorded And Then I Knew in 1995 on his We Live Here release. The Chicago Transit Authority, later to become Just Chicago, was a rock band very much influenced by jazz. Here they are on South California Purples from their first album of 1969.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.